Britain has decided to recognize the Syrian opposition coalition and will provide them with cash and material support. Nathan Morley has this report.
The British Foreign Secretary told MPs that the National Coalition for the Syrian Revolutionary and Opposition Forces was now the sole legitimate representative of the Syrian people. He said they were now a credible alternative to the Assad government.
Her Majesty's government has decided to recognise the National Coalition of Syrian Revolutionary and Opposition Forces as the sole legitimate representative of the Syrian people. As the President of the National Coalition said to me on Friday, recognition imposes responsibilities on the coalition, and we will continue to press them to uphold their commitment.
In a statement to Parliament, Mr. Hague said the Syrian opposition would be invited to appoint a political representative to the UK and would be given £1.6 million to help with communications equipment.
I can also announce a significant increase in practical support for the Syrian opposition by the United Kingdom. First, we will invite the coalition to appoint a political representative to the UK, and we will offer support to them as they set up their political and humanitarian structures. Second, we will provide £1 million package of communication support, which could, for instance, include mobile internet hubs and satellite phones to improve their ability to communicate inside Syria.
Mr. Hague said the decision to recognise the opposition was taken after consultation with European partners and after its leaders offered assurances about their commitment to uphold human rights and work for a democratic future in Syria. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.